Please hold while I try to connect you.
Speaking.
Hi, Lima. This is Grant over at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hi, Grant. I'm well. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty well myself, actually. I was giving Austin a call because I had a question on a deal that I sent over a little while ago.
Yeah. What's the name of the file?
I believe it would be under M-Theory.
M-Theory.
Consulting, I think.
And is that the business legal?
I believe so. It's a little bit of a complex deal. It could also potentially be under, the subject line was preview-M-theory, but it may also be called Singularity. I sent a good number of files over as well.
Ooh, okay. Hold on 1 second. I'm not seeing anything in our system.
Let me see if I can do something real quick.
Yeah.
Let me forward you the same email I sent him right now.
Of course, yeah.
And I'll give you a little bit of background on the deal at the same time, because I think that a few quick questions may be able to answer the ability to do this deal, because it is a little bit complex. So in this deal, there is a father company, and it's called Singularity Ventures. They are a venture capital firm, and they own several subsidiaries. Underneath them is a company called M-Theory. I believe that they do IT service work. Now, what we have here is that Singularity Ventures has a rapid advance balance, the father company.
Yeah.
And then M-Theory has an on-deck and Everest balance.
Okay.
And so knowing that M-Theory is a subsidiary to Singularity, how would CorderSpot treat, you know, if we were to finance M-Theory, for example, with a second position refi, would that be too much considering Singularity also has a balance with Rapid?
No, we wouldn't consider the balance that Singularity holds, because Singularity would be held liable for paying and satisfying that balance. Is that correct?
Yes, and it's separate bank accounts and separate FVINs.
Yep, that should be absolutely fine then. Yep.
Awesome. Well, I've just sent you over, I believe, almost all the information that I have on the file and a good description of what's going on here. So I was just wondering if CorderSpot would be able to look over and see if there's anything we can do. It's a little odd because M3 has an on-deck balance that's pretty large.
Yeah.
And then Everest balance, which is around 40K, but M3 makes plenty of money. I think it's around several million, I want to say like 8 a year. So there's good potential that there's still enough room to potentially pay off Everest, so CorderSpot can be nestled in a second position if, you know, everything works out.
Of course. Okay. Yeah, no worries. I'll reach out to Austin, let him know as well to get on this right away, and kind of explain our conversation that we just had as well. We'll see what we could do. All right?
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Lima. I appreciate you taking the time.
No worries, Grant. Have a great day. Take care.
All right. You as well. Bye.